Rick Dungy, Public Relations Manager for the National Christmas Tree Association.
Very good. And how many states are in your association? Every state? Well, we all know that it's drought, and everybody's wondering about the Christmas trees and how they're faring through this drought. What sort of update can you give us, Rick?
Well, the thing to remember with Christmas trees is they're not an annual yield crop, meaning the trees that farmers planted this spring won't be ready for a harvest for a number of years. I mean, it varies anywhere from 4 to 15 years. So while the seedlings that are put in the ground, you know, this spring, and they start planting as early as January in some of the southern areas, as late as late May and June, even in some of the, you know, some of the areas that have longer winters, you know, those seedlings are more susceptible to seasonal weather patterns. So, you know, you can get too much rain, too little rain. All kinds of environmental and soil conditions can make it tough for the seedlings to get established. But trees that are, you know, trees once that have made it to 5, 6, 7, 8 foot tall or even taller, those trees have a well-established root system. So the tree itself is better able to withstand, seasonal weather extremes. So even though it's been dry and severe drought conditions this summer, mature trees, if they're ready for harvest this year, have spent a number of years growing. Now, certainly they could be impacted, you know, this year, like they may not have grown as much this growing season as they would have under better conditions. But that doesn't mean that they will be impacted this fall. You know, I mean, we're still 5 months away from harvest. So, you know, late November, early December, when those trees are ready to be cut and sent to market, a lot of things could have changed. A lot of conditions could have changed. You know, who knows what kind of autumn we're going to have. But even so, they would have gone dormant, you know, long before anyway. I mean, even during the perfect growing season, trees still go dormant in late September, early October as the daylight, you know, starts getting shorter. So those trees have gone dormant and hardened off well before they're harvested every single year anyway. And, you know, when you look at a field of trees, you don't even know that all of them are going to be harvested. You know, trees are harvested a lot of different sizes. Some are 5 foot tall, some are 6, some are 7, some are 8, all the way up as tall as 14 foot. So even a field full of trees, those aren't even all going to be harvested in the same year. So, severe conditions can impact new plantings, the new seedlings, the little baby trees that farmers have put in the ground earlier this year. And a lot of those have been higher than normal mortality rate in a lot of places around the country. But even those weren't all going to be harvested at the same time. You know, it varies from you know, like I said, 4 to... 10, 12, 14 years in some cases. So the farmers next year will just simply have to replace the ones that they, you know, that they lost more than they were anticipated this year to the severe conditions. But the bottom line is, when we're ready for harvest, you know, later in November and December, the trees that are harvested and sent to market, nobody will ever know that they had a tough season. You know, consumers shouldn't worry. They'll still be able to get a very high-quality tree this year.
Okay, so it sounds to me with the way they stagger the planting year to year, there's always going to be some trees available generally.
And stagger the harvest, too.
And stagger the harvest. Now, so if somebody just got into Christmas tree farming this year, they might be the ones hurting.
Yeah, in a lot of places, like I said, there's a higher than normal mortality rate. I mean, you never get 100% survival rate among seedlings. And I don't know if you ever tried to plant trees before, but I've never had a lot of success with it either, but you never get 100% survival rate among seedlings, and like I said, severe extremes, whether it's too much rain or too little rain or any kinds of conditions, can kill more seedlings than you anticipate, and you know, you got to make up for that. Seedlings aren't free. You know, the farmer has to buy seedlings from a commercial nursery supplier. So right off the bat, they lose that, you know, they lose that investment in the crops in their field, and so they got to replace that. So, yeah, it's tough if you have a higher than normal mortality among your seedlings.
Are there any government programs to protect Christmas tree growers?
I'm not real familiar, actually, Julie, with the...
Well, like crop insurance
some of them get specialty crop insurance, mm-hmm. But I don't know if... In fact, somebody just asked me, they were trying to figure out if I think in Missouri, certainly with the disaster area being claimed, it was all counties, I guess, in Missouri, right?
Correct.
Got declared a disaster. But I'm not familiar enough with it to give you any details
okay.
on that.
Well, they may be eligible. We can maybe look into that for those low-interest loans.
Yeah, I don't know if the Farm Bureau knows about that or not.
Yeah.
But you can buy crop insurance, and we know that Christmas Tree Farms have used that for other kinds of disasters, like particularly hurricanes. You know, when hurricanes wipe out a whole field of trees down in the Gulf states, they have had to implement policies for crop insurance.
Okay. Are you hearing from a lot of growers in Missouri and other regions of the Corn Belt that are suffering drought that they are losing a lot of seedlings?
No. No, they wouldn't report that to us. You know, we just have heard anecdotally like you have. And we know, like I said, this happens every year. Every year there's somewhere that seems like, you know, this would be my 15th year doing this. It seems like somewhere in North America, there's somebody that had an extremely dry spring or summer, way more than normal, or in a lot of cases, too wet of a spring, and you know, the heavy rains wiped out a bunch of seedlings because they just simply could not establish a root system, and with all the runoff and the heavy rains.
Yes, I was hearing. I actually interviewed somebody in Illinois about the last several years have been very wet, and there's been some fungal diseases in pines and other evergreens, and then adding the drought stress. But I think they were just talking. They weren't talking about Christmas trees per se, but Christmas tree farmers have means of controlling those sorts of diseases, don't they?
They can certainly try, yeah, and it's not unlike any other crop. You know, the farmer has to be basically a soil scientist and has to constantly monitor soil for potential pathogens and you know, nutrient levels and pH levels and a lot of people don't understand just how tough farming is and how many different disciplines you have to become an expert on. And so yeah, trees are just like any other plant. You know, they have to have the right conditions in order to flourish and thrive. And Christmas tree farmers have to monitor their soil and soil health and manage their soil health just like any other crop farmer.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. I think there's even though there's been some tough weather conditions, I think overall nationwide, I think there's some cautious optimism in the industry that we're going to have a strong year. And I think, again, we're still 5 months away from harvest, so it's, you know, there's not like there's a harvest reports coming in or anything. It's just, I think some of the growers are pretty optimistic that the buyers are going to be, you know, wanting to stock their lots with trees and, a general feeling that consumers are going to continue to increase demand for a farm-grown real tree.